Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 17th, 2024, from 1 John chapter 5. John's testimony, faith in Jesus, and the gift of eternal life linked to holy baptism. Previously, we heard from John, who underscores the profound impact of belief or disbelief in Jesus, emphasizing that those who have faith carry the testimony within themselves, affirming the truth about the Son of God. Conversely, the verse suggested that rejecting God's testimony about Jesus constitutes making God out to be a liar, highlighting the serious consequences of unbelief and emphasizing the importance of holding on to God's truthful word. So John then continues with a compelling choice between trusting in God's promises or risking the label of calling God a liar, emphasizing that for Christians, we dare not call God a liar, but instead continue to trust God's word and to continue to gather where God's word and sacraments are being administered. So let's continue with this first letter from John, from John chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. And this is the testimony that God gave us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. So here John articulates a pivotal, you could say, relationship regarding eternal life. He states that this testimony that God has given to believers is eternal life, and this life is found in our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. The essence of this testimony revolves around the concept that through faith in Jesus, believers receive the gift of eternal life that comes from God. So John here emphasizes the profound connection between having life in the Son, Jesus Christ, and that brings us to eternal life. Whereas, as we heard before, if you reject God's word and you reject the Son, you are rejecting that eternal life with God in paradise. So this verse asserts that whoever has a relationship with the Son of God has this gift of life. And this gift of life extends beyond what we see here in this earth, in this temporal life we have now. While those who do not have a relationship with the Son of God will lack eternal life in paradise. So John underscores the certainty of Jesus as our Savior, bringing us to be with him in paradise, and faith and trust in him as the key to sort of opening heaven's door so that all who believe and trust in Jesus Christ are with Christ for the rest of eternity. The testimony mentioned by John emphasizes that God gives believers eternal life, and we continue to trust in this. We know that through God's word that baptism is a means by which we receive this gift of faith. So holy baptism is seen as the moment when individuals are buried with Christ in his death and raised to new life, signifying the spiritual regeneration from the Holy Spirit that gives us eternal life. So the simple act of sprinkling with water, however, accompanied with God's word, especially the invocation of God, as we are baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that this is a sacramental expression of God's grace, conveying in this gift of eternal life. Therefore, these verses relate to holy baptism, emphasizing that God's gift of eternal life is not merely a symbolic act, but a spiritual reality experienced through the sacrament of holy baptism. So baptism is a means by which individuals enter into this relationship with God, because God's name is placed upon us. And whoever believes and trusts in the Son of God, as scriptures remind us, have this gift of eternal life, to be with God forever and ever in paradise. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.